I joined the SAS in 1984, and I spent 10 years serving in B Squadron. I'm probably best known for my escape during the first Gulf conflict, where I had to walk over 200 miles without any food and very little water. It was the longest escape and evasion in military history, as well as SAS history.
Well, to not only be in an elite force like that, but to actually make history in it must be amazing.
It's funny because it'll go down in history, but I never thought about that when I was on the run. When I was at near point death or knocking on the door to it, I never thought, oh, I've made history. I was just like, get me out of here. Spent three more years there and then finally left when I was approached by a TV company to do a realistic adaptation of my escape, or that's what I was told. It was made very controversial, and to address that problem, I approached the publisher to see if they would publish my account of that operation. And basically, from there on, the one that got away with such a success, I had a readership and then moved into fiction. It's gone from one step to the other, and it wasn't a career that I'd actually planned.
You've now written 35 books, and your new one makes 36. Why did you decide to write this new book?
Well, there's several reasons. What drew me to the book Safe was 2 years ago, I received a call that no parent wants to ever get. I was contacted by Scotland Yard Anti-Terrorist Branch, and they informed me that my daughter had been targeted and there was an active threat on her. And the threat was lifted not so long ago. And then we saw all of these horrendous attacks in Europe and in the UK. And then speaking to my editor, we were just discussing, you know, what I look for, how, you know, my training, procedures that I know. And he then suggested bringing a manual out to show people how to keep themselves safe, how to protect their family, whether it be at home, on holiday, traveling, and various other subjects in terms of cyber security, you know, phone scams, everything right up to, and God forbid it never happens, like nuclear war.
What can the ordinary Joe blogs do to keep themselves safe?
Well, basically, it's personal awareness. Now, surprisingly enough, all SAS tactics start in the jungle, and we adapt them to urban areas or desert theatres, wherever it is in the world. So we teach them how to look through the layers, and that's very important. From a personal point of view, it's very important that you know where you are, wherever you are in the world. You look through the layers of people if you're walking down the street. Most people have their earphones in, listening to music, looking down at their smartphone. You've just taken your first two most important senses out of the equation. And I'm not just talking about maybe, you know, a terrorist attack. It could be a pickpocket or somebody who's going to snatch your handbag. So it's making you aware of who's around, what's coming, and, you know, what do you see. So that's the basic.
In response to the recent terror attacks, the advice has been to run, hide, tell. But you would actually add to that?
Chances of being caught up in any type of terrorist incident is probably the same as winning the lottery. But if you are, it's important to know what to do. And the first thing is locate the danger, whether that be a madman with a knife, a guy in a car, or a shooter. Once you've located, and I'm on about in seconds, once you've located the danger, that then dictates where you're running to or where you're moving to. And you keep moving until you've broken contact with whatever could do you harm. Don't assume that somebody's phoned the police. As you're moving, you should be phoning the police, telling them exactly where you are, what your intentions are, and what you've seen. Because again, if it's a multi-pronged attack, you could be running into the second attacker. So as you're on the phone, the police would be directing you and also gaining vital information as they're turning up to the incident and knowing what to expect.
It sounds like a book that everybody should read. And I'm obviously not the only one that thinks so, as Safe is now on the bestseller list amongst names like Dan Brown, David Walliams, J.K. Rowling, Hillary Clinton. How does it feel to be on a list with names like that?
Well, I would say a reverse question. Ask them how they feel not to have been in the SAS.
Brilliant.